All right. Moving on to item 14. 14A is to consider authorizing the attendance of the board at the annual limited partners meeting for DLJ Real Estate, January 25, 2023. Have I got that right? Why is that? Why am I looking at that?
14A is the Sigular Gov annual conference.
Yeah, it's listed differently in my sheet. So I thought it was. I'll just use the agenda. I should have done that. My roll call sheet has it differently for whatever reason. So, all right. So Sigular Gov's annual conference, April 26, 27 in New York. This does conflict with the board meeting. I've gone to this previously. I can't remember if David had, but it's a very good conference, but it does conflict with the board meeting, and we will be operating under the new rules at that time, just FYI. So is what it is. Any interest in that? Not seeing any. So let's move on to item 14B, which is the 2023 annual conference and exhibition for NC PERS, May 21 to 24. Again, there's a board meeting conflict on this item as well. And this would be in New Orleans. David, you had your hand up. You want to attend?
Yeah. And looking at the agenda, the Wednesday, the 24th, is a very short day. So I think it has, I don't know, goes till maybe noonish or whatever. So if you miss that day, I don't think that's the meat of the program. Looks like it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And I think Tuesday you can get out early enough to get back home and be at the board on Wednesday. So NC PERS does a good job. Their work is valuable for public pensions. So I would encourage people to go.
And if you're interested in making your steps during this conference, that convention center is the longest linear convention center I think I've ever been in. So you will definitely have to hustle between sessions. I can tell you that. Jerry.
It's a mile long. Yeah.
Seeing no other hands raised, I'd move one.
So there's a motion for one. Is there a second? All right, it's been moved and seconded for one to attend NC PERS in New Orleans. Any further discussion or add-ons? Not seeing any. Let's vote. Chabadarev?
Aye.
Finley?
Aye.
Gordon? Aye. Holcomb?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
Watts?
Aye.
All right, that motion carries for David to be on a red eye. Coming back to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed on Wednesday morning. All good.